expansion.
When NASA launched the Kepler Space Telescope in 2009, scientists learned something new and quite significant, says the director of the Space Telescope Science Institute, Matt Mountain.
Our galaxy has at least 100 billion planets in it. And we didn't know that 5 years ago.
Of course, Kepler and today's other powerful telescopes cannot actually see those planets. They are too faint against the light of their stars. But scientists can measure the change of light when they pass in front of the star and analyze the light passing through their atmosphere to determine what is in it. NASA's astrophysicist and former astronaut John Grunsfeld.
Well, if we were looking at Earth, we would see signs of our sky, our blue sky. We would see signs of oxygen, of carbon dioxide, of sulfur dioxide from volcanoes. And we might even see signatures that there was plant life. And we see that by dissecting the light into its component colors.
Most of the planets discovered so far are unlike Earth. They are too big, too small, too close to their sun, or too far away to support life. But astrophysicist Sarah Seeger says small planets the size of Earth are extremely common.
We are looking for biological signatures, gases that are produced by life, gases that don't belong in the atmosphere.
In cooperation with the European Space Agency and scientists from other nations, NASA is building the next generation of space telescopes that may be able to find evidence of life. The James Webb Space Telescope, scheduled to be deployed in 2018, will have unprecedented sensitivity and resolution that will greatly improve the spectroscopic analysis of distant stars and planets. NASA's chief scientist, Ellen Stofan, says the agency also plans to look for life on the Jupiter's moon Europa, which may have an ocean under its ice cover.
In our own solar system, we know where to go, we know what to measure, and we're in the process of doing just that. Looking out beyond our solar system, we're on the right track, we're making the right measurements, and we're just on the cusp of learning so much.
Scientists say there's a very high probability that they will find a planet very much like Earth. That could help answer the question, how hard is it for life to get a foothold in the universe? George Puttich, VOA News, Washington.